game day.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Morgan. A very good friend of mine. A very intelligent guy. Great father, great husband, good-looking guy, very successful businessman I know, very successful father and husband, might be looking for floors in their home, might be looking for new flooring options. I mean, a really smart guy that I know. I would tell the smart guy, quality, luxury vinyl, engineered wood flooring, tile, carpet, custom area rugs, solid hardwoods, backed by professional installation, the best pricing, get with Greer Flooring Center. Right here in Easley, now at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Still at their old location in Greer as well. Greer Flooring, if you have to do some financing options on major jobs, they can do that for you as well. The newest, best technology when it comes to flooring, they're going to help you with from a consultation. As smart as my friend is, this very, very intelligent friend, he's just not that smart when it comes to flooring. Doesn't know anything about flooring. Sorry, consult with Greer Flooring Center. 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Are you picking up what I'm laying down?
Floors?
This very intelligent friend of mine.
Sounds like this friend is laying some floors.
Yeah, this guy that does a great job at a couple different jobs. See what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Mike Vaughn.
No. To our guest lines, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
I mean, I thought you were talking about me until you said the need for floor there. So, got my chest puffed out. Yeah. Doing well. Hope you guys are too.
Yeah, all those other things, with that one exemption, everything else goes true for you too. Clemson has spring practice going on. We're lost spring practice because of the baseball fireworks and because of Sweet 16 and all the women's basketball hires and all that. But we're practicing football still at Clemson, and that means unofficial visitors. And talk to me about the. Jordan Young, the safety prospect that was in town, and how did it go? When it comes to chances, what kind of prospect we're talking about?
Yeah, Jordan Young, 4-star safety, really kind of another nickelback type at 6'6", 175 out of Monroe, North Carolina. Came up for practice yesterday. Has not really traveled much this spring, and we've kind of framed that as being further evidence on why Clemson is I think probably, I don't want to say the leader in the clubhouse, but the leader going into June official visit. I think proximity will matter. The convenience of being close to home and family, will be part of the package for the allure there. Someone that Clemson got in on, made them first safety offer back at the Dabo Swinney camp last summer when he came in and hung out with Mickey Conn and worked out for that day. But he will... there's talk of spring visits, one or two other places. Don't know how much that will materialize. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. He's kind of a, I don't want to say fly by the seat of the pants, but there isn't a lot that's scheduled out in advance as far as that goes. But really, I think it's a three-team race. Florida State had a visit in late January that I think really resonated there. Up until that point, I would have pegged Tennessee as the challenger for Clemson. I think probably I might give Florida State an edge over Tennessee in that regard right now, but I still think Clemson is one, and then Florida State, Tennessee, all three of which are scheduled to get official visits in order there in June. And another one that where if you're Clemson, you're hoping that first official visit will be the last, and then you probably slowly quietly cancel, postpone after that, but that is one that I think Clemson has a decent shot of getting done for that May 31st through June 2nd weekend.
Compare him in thinking about the Tay Harris, the other safety mm-hmm. type commitment. How are they similar? How are they different? What kind of prospect is he compared to Harris?
Well, I'd say he's about 20-25 pounds lighter than Harris. When I think of Harris, I think of a Kayvon Wallace type physically, I think he probably profile, can play corner, but probably can just as easily profile as a deeper safety with just a thicker, a little bulkier type. you know, young. I don't know that he, you know, I think he's probably comparable in speed. Maybe, you know, it gets splitting hairs there with different time testing. But I think as one that profiles more as a nickel as far as just a little lighter, a little more agile as far as a guy that can kind of turn and run with your receivers. Just a different body composition and types is the main thing that jumps out with him, that he's built more like a corner, but I think it probably has more of a safety's mindset and physical skill set.
Inevitably, you know, there's two different ways to look at stuff, and I got a text on here. It said, ask Paul, did Clemson offer more offensive linemen? Is that an indication of the top guys leaning elsewhere? Does it mean something else? They had a couple of offensive linemen in Carroll and Watts in, Northeastern guys, and Matt Luke kind of expanded that board a little bit. But the text wants to know, is that good news or bad news?
I think it's good news because I think you see – what you see is the opportunity to get numerous – high-profile, good-quality offensive linemen right now. You know, you've got some momentum as far as just perception on this offensive line class and what you could be building with it, as well as, you know, with Matt Luke in, we've seen that the returns have been, you know, favorable, promising recruiting-wise. So I would view it not necessarily as, and I don't think it is a reflection of, any your stature with a David Sanders, a Josh Petty, Mason Short. I think it is, you know, here are some four-star guys who, you know, you're looking to get bigger on the offensive line. You got the chance to put together a special offensive line class. You're trying to get as many good ones as you can. You're creating options and opportunities for that to happen so that if a Josh Petty goes elsewhere, you've got another one, you know, you've got other doors already opened, other guys ready for that official visit weekend, you know, guys that you could get in. You know, I think you see a chance to get three or four really good ones, you know, additional good ones for this class, you know, to kind of have a Michigan or UGA kind of offensive line recruiting class. And so if you just have four candidates for that four spots, the odds just aren't going to be in your favor. You know, you know, it's great if you can get a couple of them, and that's different than what Clemson's been able to do before. But I think you're aiming high to be able to come out with, you know, improve your odds on coming out with three, four, really, you know, four-star kind of quality types. And so, you know, when a Hardy Watts comes down from Massachusetts, and he, you know, he is a fit, and I could very well see him in this Clemson class. You know, that's an option you go ahead and explore, and you take him and you figure out the rest later as they kind of come.
That being said, tell me about Carroll, tell me about Watts, a couple of newsmakers here this week.
Yeah, so when Clemson started back and reconvened for spring practice Sunday, Watts made Clemson the final stop on his kind of southern swing to see UVA, Duke, North Carolina, 6'5 and a half, 298. Yeah, I think probably profiles in a lot of respects physically like a Mason Short, just maybe a little different exposure being in the Northeast. But I, you know, someone that Clemson, as they got to know, Matt Luke stopped by his school in January, as they've gotten to know him over the last 2 months, I think really like him and see that as a potential match. And so, you know, it just goes to a good school, that develops offensive linemen, you know, as much as high schools can, and I think that, you know, I think that one is appealing to Clemson and appeals to Hardy Watts and his family. You know, I think it is someone kind of like Short, who the body to play tackle, he's best as a guard, you know, but you kind of bring a big body type like that in and see what you can develop. Carroll is a little more of a long shot, I think. You know, they're similarly in the same tier ranked as prospects. You know, I think our folks like Hardy Watts a little bit more. I think Carroll's got a little more impressive suitor list, with some optics involved there. So I think that one is going to be tougher. I think Penn State's been involved for a long time. I think that was really kind of an introductory visit for Clemson. Also down to visit Georgia and one or two other schools in the vicinity, some SEC schools. I think that one would be a tougher pull, and we'll just kind of see if Clemson gained any traction there. But he stops by, he visits, you give him the offer and just kind of see where it could go from there.
Does it say anything? Well, I know it doesn't say anything about Sanders or Short or Petty. What does mm-hmm. and we know? I think Waldrop is still very high and an important prospect. Is that still fair?
Mm-hmm.
Mal Waldrop, is he still in that?
Yeah, I'd still put him in that pool. Yes.
But what does it say then about Chauncey Goodwin, who was here, Gavin Blanchard, who they've been involved with? Does it say anything about maybe diminishing those guys? Those are inside interior guys. Maybe what does it say about those guys?
Mm-hmm. Well, those are interior guys, and the others, I think as much profile as interior. But I think when you look stylistically, I think Clemson is wanting to get bigger, and so you're aiming high at the bigger bodies who, a Gooden, a Blanchard, had already visited. You could go ahead and offer them. I think there are some other kind of dominoes that have needed to happen for both, and I think particularly you like Blanchard, and if you still feel, in my opinion, coming out of the official visit weekend, that you need to go in that direction, you can, and is a player you like. But I think that is one that, if you're Clemson, you feel you have the leverage with, and you've already got some. Blanchard is a 6'3", 300-pound type. You've got some options like that. You've got, Watson Young that you've just brought in, Elijah Thurman who can play across the line. I think the ideal is seeing if you can get that 6'4", 6'5", the 6'5" type. A lot of them are listed 6'6", and some of them might be. But if you can find that 6'5" type, you're going to take that if you can, and then see what you've got there in June and come back to some of those if you need to, and if they check those boxes. And I think Blanchard is one in particular that you keep on the list of ones you're interested in. I think my personal feeling is Gooden matriculates elsewhere, but is one that if you just kind of keep the door open with, that's not a bad idea either.
Paul, I got a confession to make. I cheated on you last night. I went to another site. They call them crystal balls instead of projections, what you do. And there's one for David Sanders for Clemson by a national host. And so then they had a video about it. And I thought the guy made a pretty good point about Clemson being in great shape, but like Sanders goes to Ohio State this weekend. And then he talked about the issue for Clemson is that after that Clemson visit, that scheduled at least Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State, like there's some big sharks swimming in that water. Right mm-hmm. now. And so that is, I think it's a great point. Like you've got to withstand even whatever lead you might emerge with from your official visit. If he goes through with everything, which is the plan, then man, you got some pretty big sharks to swim with. I'll let you comment on that.
Oh, sure. And that's why the crystal balls are predictions and not necessarily projections. So
right.
They can change in
right.
a fluid.
Right.
But, I think that's a fair point. But there's only also so much you can do. And leads do change. I mean, Georgia led until Clemson came in. And so that's why, if you're Clemson, you feel good, you feel encouraged, but it's not over. But you also know that Sanders is doing his due diligence here. Do you really think that, all six schools are on equal footing? I don't. I think that proximity will matter for Sanders. I think he and his family are very, he's got some younger sisters who are involved in a lot of athletics. The convenience of being close to home matters. Sanders is tight with his sisters, so I think that a lot of that will factor in. So that kind of narrows the field. I think he will. He is certainly giving Ohio State a shot. I just don't foresee Ohio State being the one, unless it takes a turn where NIL is disproportionately favored. So as you kind of narrow things down, no matter what, Clemson's identity is different than those other programs, and that's not going to change. And you feel like that will appeal to Sanders and his family, knowing knowing what they've already experienced and how Clemson has kind of gained the momentum there. So whether he sees things through and takes all those official visits, you know, I think you know you're going to get an official visit. Nobody else is 100% sure on that. And certainly circumstances could change, but I think the odds foremost favor Clemson getting an official visit from David Sanders more than anybody else. And so Clemson will get another that other at-bat. And so you like your chances going in, maybe even like a Peter Woods situation on whether, you know, there's a chance that someone you know, that it doesn't carry things out, or even if he does see them out, you have won a number of those visits where he has gone to, you know, the recruit has gone and steamed through his official visits and then decided, all right, I've seen it all. I've given everybody their chance. Clemson is still the one I like. So, yes, there's work to be done still, and there's a reason he's liked Georgia for a long time. I still think it is a Clemson-Georgia battle. Tennessee, probably a distant third, someone that, you know, you could see winning it, but I still think Clemson and Georgia are heads and shoulders above everybody else right now. So work to be done, but that's why they call it recruiting. But you'd rather be in Clemson's spot than be in somebody else's spot right now.
Sound like a radio italics. Just kidding. tell me, if you can, about TigerIllustrated.com. Besides Sweet 16, besides spring practice, besides recruiting, besides spring game, really not a whole lot going on at TigerIllustrated.com right now.
Yeah, just a few boxes open right now. So a lot going, you know, continued coverage throughout the day and thereafter on Sweet 16 and key points for Clemson basketball, as well as the directions they'll eventually go, whether it's advancing this tournament or just with roster building, transfer portal, all that, the incomings and, you know, outgoings, a lot of news there forthcoming. You've got football recruiting spring game next weekend, more visitors coming over this next week, and official visits lined up. So, as you said, it's a busy time recruiting now, both for football and basketball, and kind of a fun time to be taking it all in.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. I won't cheat on it anymore, Paul. You're my only source from now on. So,
I don't believe it. cheat on me. You'll cheat on the other.
Yeah. I didn't tell people on the radio. I did send you a text this week. So just as a background, I'm at my bank. A buddy of mine is from New Jersey. He knows someone who's coaching at the nun school. Hunt school, I should say, not the nun school. They're probably nun schools there too. The Hunt school. And he sends me this long thing about what his assistant coach said about Archie, the linebacker. I said it to you and all. That's just, it's crazy how even at my bank, we're talking recruiting. So, and I'm telling what Paul Shelo said this. So let your ears burn out there, buddy. Hey, can't thank you enough. Looking forward to visiting with you next week.
Indeed. Appreciate it, Mickey.
Paul Shelo, TigerIllustrated.com. And they'll have some unofficial visitors for spring game next week. We'll review that. Open phone lines for the rest of the show when you come back right after this.
The only thing you want after a Bojangles ham biscuit is another one. For a limited time, get two ham biscuits for $5. Cravings meets savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Yeah, so what inspires me to be involved with the Dream Center really is that it's a hand up rather than a hand out. You're very tangibly connected to these people's lives, and they're just not take the money and run. It's not hit and run help. It's real relationship, and nobody changes without a tangible, meaningful relationship reason to change, and that's incredible to me.
Learn more about how you can volunteer at DreamCenterPC.org today.
Here with Morgan Coleman, real estate professional extraordinaire in the upstate. Morgan, perhaps the most important question you can answer for a client, how will you best represent your clients as a real estate professional?
Being a former Clemson athlete has given me the tools that I have easily transferred into my professional career. I have a team first mentality and create a team with my clients along with the other individuals involved with the transaction, such as the lender or any other vendors. Not to mention, I'm able to tap into my competitive side. Yes, I am your real estate professional giving you guidance throughout the buying and selling process, but I always want my clients to feel welcome to voice their questions, thoughts, and opinions. My job is not done once we get under contract. There are many other steps necessary to successfully reach the closing table on time. I'll be your best advocate and would love the opportunity to assist you with your buying or selling needs.
Thanks, Morgan. If you want to team up with Morgan Coleman of Joan Herlong & Associates Sotheby's International Realty, give her a call at 864-313-7639.
EC Sports is introducing NeuroSharp, the game-changing supplement that unlocks your mind's full potential. Boost focus, enhance memory, supercharge mental processing, and improve mood with this meticulously formulated blend of 17 powerful ingredients. NeuroSharp positively influences key neurological systems, allowing you to perform at your best. NeuroSharp goes beyond the present, providing long-term cognitive health benefits for optimal memory and brain function as you age. Visit UpstateMuscle.com and use code BEN for a 20% discount on your order.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new oil for my truck. Really, I need a new truck.
Mobil 1 is giving away a 2024 Chevy Colorado ZR2. When you pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic with an STP extended life oil filter for $35.99, you're entered for a chance to win.
Whoa.
Other prizes include a year's supply of Mobil 1 or a $100 gift card.
Never been so excited for an oil change.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
No purchase necessary. Terms at AutoZone.com. Ends 5/27/24.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
But he's pro, he's so stacked that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't
do better.
It. Lose itself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Is that one for tonight?
That's for tonight, baby.
Sweet 16.
I got one more coming for tonight.
Rabbit.
Gotta get hype.
Gotta get it done. I don't want to see any of mom's spaghetti on my... on my sweater, though. I just don't want that.
Dave got me hype. Now I'm got to get the songs going. I mean, why not, right? Why not us?
The caller earlier was talking about Frank Martin, the South Carolina caller, somebody texted in, said he's right. You got to raise your expectations. He was making a backhanded compliment about it, but he's right. You got to raise expectations. Have the highest expectation for the Patterson Tax Service, and they come through for me every single time, every single year. I think this is 15 straight years. Patterson Tax Service can take care of you. They love dealing with you. PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. Let the Patterson Tax Service do it for your taxes, your LLC formations, your 501c3 stuff, your forming that stuff for you, any of your estate-type stuff, tax planning, tax evaluations. But right now, the sense of urgency is get your taxes done. You have to do it a week from 2 weeks from Monday is the deadline. MT, go see DP, RP, the good folks over there. So we're great friends of Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com. JB as well. I don't even know what Marty's last name is. M and all the folks over there at the Patterson's Tax Service. 864-859-8289. I'm just going to tell you, so somebody out there is not doing taxes. They're listening to us in Phoenix, Arizona right now or in Houston, Texas right now. Those are two hot spots for the app. I didn't know that until I was told that. We got listeners out there. They could do your taxes for you there because I know football coaches in Tuscaloosa or in Nashville or in Athens and places, and they're doing their taxes for them because of the relationship they had with them. I know NFL players, NFL coaches, strength coaches all across the country. PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. One thing we haven't done today, we talked Sweet 16.
Yeah.
We've talked Clemson baseball, new rotation for the weekend. We talked softball today. A little bit of pitcher tour NASCAR, not much. Open day Major League Baseball. Braves rained out. They'll do it tomorrow.
A little bit of Formula One.
A little bit of Formula One. But one thing we've not talked about is the what I will allow, what I won't allow.
All right. Am I wrong segment?
Am I wrong?
All right. All right. All right. So got a couple for you. Ready? First one, girlfriend and I, this is from Jazz Likes It. Girlfriend and I of 5 years broke up, and now she has ghosted me. She won't return my calls. She's blocked me. No texts. Her sister reached out to me and said everything was okay, but it's best I stay away. So after a week, I decided to throw away all of her stuff. But now I feel bad because...
Her sister's stuff or her stuff?
His girlfriend's stuff.
Yeah.
So now he feels bad because what if she wants back?
Nope.
Some of it?
Nope. Got to move on. Here's the thing I tell you about dating. It doesn't say how old this cat is, right?
He's 25.
Okay, 25 years old.
She's 25.
Well, you got to decide pretty soon. One of the mistakes people make is that they date too long knowing they're not going to marry somebody.
5 years?
He probably knew at some point in time that he wasn't going to marry her. She wasn't going to marry him. But they kept dating out of convenience or whatever. Now you got to move on, man. You got about a year or two in there to decide if you're going to marry somebody or not. If you're not going to marry him, then move on. Get on with your life. You gotta go get ready to have kids and move on. No, she's done. You know her. She knows you. It's not happening. So, and the other thing is, you know, we get lathered up with alcohol. We'll make a phone call that we shouldn't have made. You're always tempted to do that. If you don't have the number, you can't do it. So, no late night dialies, none of that stuff. No.
Being blocked hurts.
That's fine. Who cares?
I mean, it hurts, though. What do you mean, who cares?
No. It hurts. You're done.
5 years, you get blocked?
Okay, I'll tell you the best strategy for this. The best strategy for this. This is Tony Soprano when he's talking about his mom. She's dead to me. Dead.
Dead. Well, he's dead to her.
Right. So it's not going to happen. So
it's
why
never even, mutual, though.
Out of sound, out of sight. Go, man. You got to go.
Yeah, it's easier said than done.
Why even put it back in and continue hanging out in misery? No, it's gone.
You know, you always want to, like, end on a good note.
No, end is end. Good or bad, it's the end. Move on. Nothing good can happen from that. Move on. What else you got?
All right,
how many more of these you got?
Two more.
Right.
Recently shamed for showing my teenage son affection. I'm 33 years old. Took my son on a father-son time to Sky Zone. Jump up and down. He took a little break, got some water, sat next to me, was watching some stuff on the phone, like on YouTube, just, you know, kind of catching his breath. And I was patting him on his head, kind of like playing with his hair. Father-son here. Said somebody came up to him and said, that's inappropriate. Am I wrong for that?
No. Mind your own business, pal. It's my son. In my house, we do it the way we want to do it. That's what my son and I agree upon. We like that. Now, if your son said, hey, Dad, I don't like that, then that's a different conversation. But a whole stranger? Mind your own business. We ain't hurting you.
I mean, 13.
Who cares?
Amelia's still
I'll
young.
Decide with me and my son. You don't decide for me. I don't care if you're offended by that or not. No, mind your own business.
I mean,
that person would not want to talk to me in that case. I'd have gone Larry David on him.
There'll be a point where they don't want you to.
But that's between you and your kid, not some stranger who don't let him know you.
Yeah.
Mind your own business. That person would not have liked to have the conversation I'd had with me. It would not have gone very well. Who are you? You raise your kids, I'll raise mine. All right, what else you got?
All right, last one. Am I wrong for rejecting the woman who once rejected me? This is from Confused Bro, 94. Please don't badger me here, but I met a beautiful woman many years ago. I wasn't in shape. I wasn't as good looking as I am now. And she rejected me. She refused to date me. Many years have passed. And since I've been in my 20s, now I'm in my 30s, I hit the gym. I look much better physically. And she now likes me. She wants to date me after refusing me when I was younger. Am I wrong for telling her, go kick rocks?
No, you are wrong. You got pride, man. You got to get rid of your pride. This might, you know.
She's least, still hot, he says.
Yeah. You're wrong because you're let pride... You weren't the catch before. You let pride get in the way. And so just be prideful that you're good enough now for her. Your hard work in the gym worked off for her. And Now, it might say stuff about her shallowness, but no, you're more attractive, she's more attractive. You know what? Go for it.
You know, they call it the glow up.
Glow up.
Not the grow up, but the glow up.
Oh, I've never heard
this
before.
The older you get, the better looking you get. That's what happened to me.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened to me.
Well, it explains your current situation.
Yeah. So you're telling me that it's too prideful. She turned you down, man.
It's okay. That was a long time ago.
Different time, different place.
You're different now. Don't hold that against her. She wasn't wrong to turn you down when you weren't in good shape and weren't attractive. Now you are. So, no.
There has to be a reason for you wanting to improve yourself.
Right.
To thank her for these people.
Right. She motivated you to do it. Thank her for that. Now you're better off, and now who knows? And it might not work, but still, that can't be the reason. Right? That's not the yellow light or the
red light. What if she's the one?
She might be the one.
Maybe she was naive when she was younger.
Maybe.
Superficial.
Yeah, maybe. I'll allow it. Tonight, 7:09, CBS, 6th-ranked Clemson, 2nd-ranked Arizona. I want to tell you, I've read a bunch about Arizona. I didn't watch a lot of them this year, but I read a whole lot about them. And this is going to come down to, I think at least, is the big men and the paint and the rebounding and the rim protection. What are you shaking your head about over there?
Can I object?
Well, let me finish these. Yes. Go ahead. Arizona has a couple of big men, and these are guys that one averages 13 points a game and 10 rebounds a game. Another one averages almost 5.5 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. That's 10 fouls between them. Obviously, PJ's been in foul trouble, offense and defense. And now, look, that doesn't just mean PJ. That doesn't just mean Ian. What that means is your guards – penetrating and taking the ball to the hoop. Can they protect the rim or not? Can they get fouls or not? Get these guys in foul trouble too. Go to the line more. Attack the rim more. But how do they protect the rim? Offensive rebounds, rebounding, second chance points. I think this game tonight is one in the paint. PJ has to stay on the floor. He cannot get in foul trouble. They have 10 fouls with their post guy. Clemson only has 5. That's an advantage for them. You've seen the likes of Caleb Love. You've seen the likes of Larson and Johnson. These are very, very talented players. Boswell and Bradley, these are talented players. No doubt about that. But the difference is they got two big guys and two wide body big guys that are physical. Can you get something? Can you play even in the paint? If you can play even in the paint, on all aspects of the paint, you can do this. You object to this.
So I don't object to the fact that P.J. Hall needs to be on the floor.
Right.
Brad Brownell mentioned that he was too hard on him last game. You agree with that?
I don't know what the conversation was. I don't know what he was coached up going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And like this, if you told him, P.J., on the screens, go under. Well, first of all, he went through. But, you know, like if it was a point of emphasis that you're not going to do this, this, and this, and he still did that, then no, you're not too hard on him.
Which
if something
would be
happened that
fouling.
You didn't. Right. Well, if you don't prepare for it or for something, that, maybe. But that, look, there's nothing wrong with demanding stuff out of your stars, too. And coaching stars is different than coaching other players. So I don't know the context of it. If Brad says it, I'll take his word for it.
I love being the Brad Brownell lip reader.
I cannot read lips.
Because I feel like he told P.J. Hall at one moment after a bad foul. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those loose ball fouls where he just threw his arm out there.
Yeah, can you say this on the radio, though?
Yeah. He said, you're being a big baby, because P.J. was just so mad yelling at the ref about it.
Really?
And you could just kind of tell, he's like, you're being a big baby. Like, you know, there's a point where you got, as a guy who's the leader, like you mentioned, has got to stay on the court.
Yeah.
You know, he cannot.
There's nothing wrong with coaching your players hard. But there is something wrong. I mean, there's a line, you know. And not Brad didn't cross the big line. But as far as, was he too hard on him? In Brad's mind, he was. I'll take his word for that. I don't know. And I don't know how PJ reacted to it post-game or moving forward, what all it looks like. But I'll trust Brad's judgment. He's been around and knows that situation.
It's obviously working. PJ was in tears talking about how great he loves Brad Brownell. So, I mean,
right. What was your objection, though? You said,
so my objection.
What are you wrong about?
What I'm wrong about. What I'm wrong about is, it's this game, not only does PJ Hall have to be on the court, but, you know, you could tell me they're 8 foot tall, blah, 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 rebound, yada, yada. Chase Hunter, okay? JG3 Chase Hunter. It goes through the guards.
Well, now, to be clear, Josh Williams mentioned this before, the good chase or the bad chase. Clemson wins the good chase, loses the bad chase.
Exactly.
You're right about that. But with that, and Chase has to play well.
Oh, he
look.
He,
you're playing a number two seed. You're not gonna. No, you can't have bad games from PJ. Can't be off the floor and Gerard not hitting shots and Chase. I mean, you've got to have some not Herculean efforts. This isn't Everest. You're not playing UConn tonight. You're playing Arizona. But Arizona is as talented as any team in the country. The good news is that they don't always play up to that talent. I'm not sure that Arizona's well coached. I think there's evidence.
Not well coached?
Yeah, I think there's evidence that, you know, they're some that equal their parts. And I think there's, I mean, it's very, very early in Lloyd's career. I'm just not sure that we're talking about a great coach. Again, he might win the national championship. I reserve to change him around. It's just the sample size is too small so far. But look, let's just see. But yeah, you're right. It is paramount for Chase to play well tonight. Clemson cannot win without him playing well tonight. But in the matchup, and he's got to play well on both ends. Like, Chase has to be a defensive stalwart tonight, too. With that said, though, the reason that Arizona's a two seed, the reason that Creighton's a three seed, the reason that UConn is a one seed, is that, and the reason that Purdue's a one seed, is that they've got these aircraft carriers, man.
What?
They've got these massive big men.
Oh, okay.
That control the paint, protect the rim, change the dribble drop penetration stuff. They've got these elite type of college elite big men. And that going against them, that's what Grand Canyon doesn't have. I don't know about Grand Canyon. That's what the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 seed, they don't have that. That those elite ones got the aircraft carriers.
The big dudes.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I know you're telling me.
Well, watch, and I just go about this simple genetics and simple math here. Okay.
Sometimes the little guy wins.
There's 350 million people on Earth. Yeah, David beats Goliath. Yeah. 350 million people in the United States. Does God make more little six? Not little. for you, I'm talking about something. Does God make more 6 foot athletes or more 7 foot two athletes?
I don't think I've ever even met a 7 foot two person.
They're rare, all right. And if they are good at basketball, is it safe? Can I deduct this and assume this? That if they're less fish in the pond, less demand, but just as high a supply, that the higher programs get those. Those are the kids that go to UConn or North Carolina or Houston or Purdue. That makes sense. That's the differentiator. There's a bunch of 6 foot, 6 foot two, 6 foot three, 6 foot 4 inch guys that can play basketball. A ton of them.
Yeah.
There's very few 7'2" guys. So just by that deductive reasoning, that's what separates, or among the other things that separate those. And their 6'4" guys are better than your 6'4" guys a lot of times. But in that true elite, if God only made a handful of those, when Clemson won football national championships, God didn't make a bunch of 6 foot, 6 inch Trevor Lawrences. And when you have those,
not with that hair,
you're elite. Oh, man. What I would give to have that kind of hair. Hey, Prime Lending, let Prime Lending take care of you. PrimeLendingSC.com. Market is a great team. It's going to get you your next mortgage. It's going to be easy. It's going to be simple. They're going to streamline the process. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They'll take care of you. You're just going to go great. Refinancing, remodeling, refurbishing, or a whole gut in your home or your next home buy. Easy. PrimeLendingSC.com. Final segment of the week right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. I'd like to invite you to tune into our radio show, The Prosperity Hour, on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. You'll learn about Social Security, how to maximize it, how to make an asset out of it, how to protect your retirement income and create a pension-like income that you can't outlive. for both you and your spouse. I'll show you tax-free strategies that protect you against nursing homes and illnesses. Just give me a call at 864-989-0176 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Worry less about spring cleaning and call Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Mention me, Mickey, and The Roar, and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $129 plus a free hallway. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
One of the best things about Clemson is the family atmosphere, and that's what we strive to offer at Harrison's. When my parents started Harrison's over 25 years ago, they weren't thinking about how fast they could grow. They focused on providing hardworking folks excellent customer service and the best workwear and work boots. And now we have grown, but our focus hasn't changed. And whether you're visiting a Harrison store for the first time or the 100th time, we want you to feel like family. Come see us in Spartanburg and Malden or visit harrisonsusa.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Male today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge testosterone plans are $220 a month and include testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. We also offer semaglutide, the amazing medication that eliminates food cravings, lowers A1C, and burns fat. Most patients lose 35 pounds or 15% of their weight with no change in diet or exercise. Make men men again. LowCountryMale.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Big or small, Roto-Rooter has the equipment to solve your plumbing issues, whether in your home or at your business. And when you have issues, that's a game changer, as it saves you time and money. When your plumbing quits working the way it should, call the pros at Roto-Rooter because they have what it takes, big or small, to get the job done. 40 years in business in the upstate and looking toward the next 40. Call Roto-Rooter. You'll be glad you did.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Harbin Lumber Company has been helping build dreams since 1917, proudly serving our local communities for over 100 years for all your building material needs. With spring around the corner, now is the time to think about a new deck or deck remodel or screened porch. Have it completed so you can enjoy the great outdoors. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show how we can help with your vision. That's 706-356-4300.
Here at The Roar, football season isn't just in the fall. It's all year round.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Let's paint the town. We'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up and do it. And do it. And do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling.
I've asked this many times before when I hear music, and I'll ask you, you know, you write lyrics to songs, right? When the Black Eyed Peas wrote this song, Will I Am or Fergalicious, do you write down, do it, 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 do it? Do you write those all down like that?
Well, you got to put the and do it.
And do it. And do it. And do it. Like, so when you write the lyrics of it, do you write it down on a pen and paper? And do it. 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 And do, or do you just get on and go, and do it. And do it. And do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you have to go with the sheet music? Okay, here we go. I'm going to write it. And do it.
Sometimes I think that about church songs too. Like, I'm like, man, how many times are we gonna sing this verse again? Yeah,
like on a hip hop where you got an FT,
an FT,
yeah,
featuring,
yeah,
okay.
And yeah. So you come on and you introduce, like, for some reason, I told you the Beatles never said this is Paul. I'm here with John. I'm here with Ringo. I'm here. We are. We're gonna make a song for
they're
you.
They're the band though.
Yeah, but they never had to say, like, oh, we got a hit for you now.
What would you, if,
wait till you hear this, A Hard Day's Night, you're going to love it. Like, they didn't introduce their songs on the song.
They didn't have, like, the Beatles featuring Elton John?
No, they featured Billy Preston, though.
Was it an FT?
Nope, it was not an FT, but Billy Preston was the fifth Beatle, basically, because, with his keyboard work. But they, like, when they wrote their lyrics down, like, they wrote them down.
Do you make it every line and do it, and then enter and do it, and then another line and do it, another line, and just like take up more paper? I guess.
When you're writing your hip hop song and you're telling who's on the record, because you have to say if P. Diddy's on something and he's got,
well, let's not talk about
Ludacris,
him right now.
No, but you got Ludacris and you've got T.I. on, and you go, oh, it's your boy, got it with Ludacris with you. Oh, T.I.'s on this one too.
Luda. You gotta just
do
yell
you
it.
Write that down on the paper? This is your boy Ludacris, Luda, and like you have to write that down when you're doing your lyrics.
I think so.
Okay.
You gotta know when to say it.
And you have to know like when the song starts. Like you have to write it down. All right, oh, let's go. Here we go. Or that's it. We're out. You know, you have to do that too. And it's a rule like you have to tell them about your cars and your money and all that stuff too. I'm joking. Hey, Elkmont Trading Company. Oh, here we go. Let me tell you about Lee and Abe Hill. We love Elkmont Trading Company. You're an Elkmont Trading Company guy. You went with the football shirts a couple of years ago. Like, you went, like, for the loud one.
I mean, I want people to know where I'm sitting.
Yeah. You want people to know you're Morgan Thomas, Morgan Thomas. So you go to Elkmont. I'm headed to Elkmont on this holiday weekend. I have to get new on running shoes. Mine, I have a narrow heel. I have a wide foot and a narrow heel. My foot looks like this. My foot looks like a pizza, a slice of pizza. I have a very narrow heel, but a very wide foot. Mm. So when I go in, my heels always wear out my shoes. So the other thing is I always walk on the outside. I went to a chiropractor the other day, and she said, look at your outside compared to inside. Anyway, I got to get new running shoes, on running shoes. I'm going. I also have to get new recovery sandals, so I'll do the UFOs and all that stuff. A Patagonia, Free Fly, Z Supply, Columbia, Howler Brothers, Filson. This are good people with great products. And a holiday weekend, do it. So great friends over at Elkmont Trading Company. Elkmont. You're going to love ElkmontTradingCompany.com. JD is in Greenville. Good morning, JD. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, man. Hope y'all are doing good.
We are blessed, no doubt.
I always thought the fifth Beatle, wasn't it Clarence? You remember that old skit off Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy?
No, I hadn't seen that one.
You don't remember that one?
No, I had to go back.
He claimed to be the fifth Beatle, and they ran him out, and they had Beatles songs with Eddie Murphy dubbing and voice into him. It was a pretty funny skit. But
I hadn't seen it.
I was young, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I had to look it
up. Yeah, but I just want to tell you, tonight will probably be the only night you'll get my wife to pull for Clemson because she's a Tar Heel. And she wants him to be Arizona, but then she doesn't because she wants Caleb Love and RJ to get that matchup back. I could care less. But
will the girlfriend or the former girlfriend be in the stands if Caleb Love and RJ Davis play against each other?
I don't know.
Because that was the rift, right? Yeah, some girl was a rift.
Yeah, what side was she stood on?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She might do like the moms do, or like when Bobby Bowden's wife did that, where the half shirts, where the half is UNC and the half is Arizona. Yeah, yeah, she could do that tonight or tomorrow.
Maybe. But I want to tell you, when I guess it had been like 88, the summer of 88, me and my friend, he's actually the guy that turned me on to the station, but we went to the Clemson basketball camp, and he and I got to play 2-on-2 against Dale Davis and Eldon Campbell as upcoming high school freshmen.
How'd that go for you?
They were kind to us. But, they were kind. They gave us a couple, but they embarrassed us a lot, too. You couldn't shoot over Eldon Campbell to save your life. I couldn't throw the ball that high.
My good friend, Lawson Holland, who passed a couple years ago, was at Clemson when Stan Rome was there. And Stan played football and basketball. Stan's one of the greatest athletes in Clemson history. He said, when Stan and I would play 21, I'd always win. And I, what are you talking about, man? You can't beat Stan Rome. He goes, yeah, because he would leave the gym at 11, nothing, think it was a skunk, and I'd always beat him 21-11. There's only two guys when he left.
Finish it up without him.
Yeah, right, right. He didn't know he lost, but he lost.
The other thing I wanted to tell you, I got a signed picture from Larry Nance.
Oh, man.
That I got back in the late 90s when he got into, he got into drag racing. I didn't know if you knew that after his injury.
He did.
Career.
Yeah, I did know that. And I always thought that was great because you got a 6'11" guy and a drag racer. Man, that's something you don't always see.
Yeah. So I got a picture. It's not of him, but it's his car, Catch 22. It got a signature on it, but he was real nice. So I don't know if you've ever been to a big drag race or not, but you need to look up Atlanta and take Drake down there and let him experience.
Well, I will tell you this. Sometime. I grew up going to drag races as a kid. My dad would take us to Blaney or take us to these other strips, and so we would see these funny cars and these dragsters, and, man, it's loud. You know, it's hard spectating because you're at the start line. Usually you don't get down at the finish line. You can kind of tell sometimes, but some of those are so close. Yeah. Like, you need a big screen. I don't know if they have that now. Back in those days, all I remember more than anything else was the your chest about to explode with the sounds and the feel of those cars. Crazy.
Yeah, and it's even more now because now they're twice as powerful as they were probably.
Oh,
when
yeah,
you were going.
Sure, man, sure.
But yeah, cool. you can't everything blurs out because your whole body is vibrating and the whole place is shaking.
Yeah,
and it's a good experience. Y'all let Drake. Check that out.
I'll take it to him. I'm trying to get him to experience everything, and I'm going to tell you, so far, everything I've let him do, he loves. The kid loves everything, man. He just enjoys all of that. So we'll let him experience that. He's going to do a NASCAR race with us, and we'll I don't know if I can afford Morgan's Formula One, but we'll do all that stuff for sure.
Yeah, you're not going there.
No.
Yeah, definitely take his earmuffs with him because, my dad, like, all right, put your fingers in your ears. Like, we didn't have earplugs.
No.
Earmuffs. It's like, just stick your fingers in your ear.
I took him to a monster truck thing the other day, and we didn't have any, but we covered him up and got him through. He can still hear, I think. Except when I asked him to clean his room up, he might not be able to hear that. So.
Yeah, that's where that kicks in.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Yep. That's all I get out of mine.
Yep.
Hey, he's 19, huh?
I hope you and your Tar Heels, I hope it's a Saturday, which you can argue Tar Heels and Tigers on Saturday. That'd be a lot of fun.
I'd rather that than Arizona. I'm not an Arizona fan. Yeah. I was never a Caleb Love fan anyway. There was just something about him I didn't like.
Be interesting to see. JD, I appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great Easter weekend.
All right, thanks, Mickey. All right, y'all have a good Easter.
Thank you, buddy. You too, for sure. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. Good hands, Brad Hughes, 292-3001. I told you, Morgan, when I totaled my car, or the deer committed suicide and totaled my car, Brad Hughes has been there, and he's checked on me, and, you know, I'm mailing in the title today from the old one, and so that was there. We got our new rates on a new one that we have. We bought one the other day, so Brad Hughes has just been there. I'm going to tell you, whenever he leaves me, whenever he texts back, he says, hey, man, let me know if we need to do anything else for you. Let me know if you have any questions. We love it. Brad Hughes in the Allstate Insurance Agency. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, 292-3001. Skip the music. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
All right, most intriguing potential combos for the Final Four. You ready?
Yep.
Can this happen? Chalk Final Four, UConn, North Carolina, Houston, Purdue, number one seeds, only happened once.
Ever?
Mm-hmm. Since the 64 teams.
Didn't know that. Ever. Didn't know that. No, that won't happen.
Chaos Final Four, San Diego State, Clemson, NC State, Gonzaga.
Nope, won't happen.
Brainiac Final Four, Illinois, North Carolina, Duke, Purdue.
Nope.
Party School Final Four, Illinois, Alabama, Duke, Tennessee.
Nope.
Nobody believed in us. Final Four, Iowa State, Clemson, NC State, Purdue?
Nope.
Best mascot, Final Four, Iowa State, Clemson, Duke, Tennessee.
No, if UConn's not in, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
Okay, Final Four, guaranteed to capture your NBA audience, UConn, Arizona, Duke, Tennessee.
That won't happen, but that's the best so far.
Final Four, guaranteed to the NBA fans to hate, San Diego State, Alabama, NC State, Gonzaga.
Nope.
Blue Blood, Final Four, UConn, North Carolina, Duke, Gonzaga?
That could happen. But no, Duke's not going to make it either. Hey, good stuff. EricNewton.com, get in touch with them. They can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com, get in touch with them. The very best in the business. Morgan, great job. Let me thank Paul Shrelo. Up next, one of my favorite people, John and Brad. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Easter weekend, but most importantly, tune in on Monday. That's to see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 90-